This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman. How goes it, sir?
It's going well, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. There's been a few things that happened this week, a few things that are of note. There's some things we're going to talk about that are not particularly of note, but they're still important to the gun culture. So let's lead off with the first one, because this one sort of grips me, just because they're just absolutely just can't possibly stand to have any sort of fun thing that we could drop into an AR-15. The whole thing with the rare breed force reset trigger.
Yeah, this is something not unlike the bump stock and pistol braces, where the ATF said these were okay, and the force reset triggers, which is most notably made by a company called Rare Breed. If your listeners and aren't familiar with them, what it does is when you pull the trigger, it forcibly resets itself, so it basically pushes the trigger shoot out a little bit so that you can pull it again. You don't have to let your finger up. It does that resetting for you.
Right.
And it just allows you to pull the trigger faster. You don't get multiple discharges with each pull. You just pull, you get one shot per pull faster than you otherwise would. So with the success of the challenge to bump stocks here in the Fifth Circuit by Michael Cargill, who won his case, and that is now the law of the land in three states here, unless and until the Supreme Court decides to take that up and do anything. The ATF decided that bump stocks were all of a sudden machine guns after the Las Vegas shooting, and they were basically commanded by President Trump to outlaw those things. So after years and years of saying, no, these are fine, they're just a firearm accessory, you're still only getting one discharge per trigger pull, they waved their regulatory magic wands and said, no, sorry, we changed our mind, these are now machine guns. Well, that's basically what they've done with force reset triggers. And as a result, last week, the National Association for Gun Rights has filed suit against the ATF on the same legal basis, really, as Cargill was successful. And they were intelligent enough to do it in the same district. They did here in the Northern District of Texas, where the bump stock case was first heard, so they're anticipating, I'm sure, the same kind of success.
You know, the thing that amazes me about this stuff is with the binary trigger, right? The fact that the binary trigger, and Jay, who runs Franklin Armor, whenever he sets one of those up in a different color, he sends it off to the ATF before he sells the first one. Even though the design itself has already been approved more than once, Mm-hmm. Because if you remember with the pistol brace, their contention was, well, they sent us the original pistol braces, but some of the following pistol braces, we never saw those and gave those an okay.
Correct.
So, Jay gets out there and he does that. Now, the fact that it simply exists to me sort of tells me that the force reset trigger should be okay, but is it the fact that it's sort of bumping your finger out there and everything, and are they trying to say it's a bump fire? What's the because you can do bump fire without having any sort of a trigger on there, just a regular old trigger.
Correct. Yeah, the bump fire stock didn't change the trigger at all. It's just basically a sliding stock that made use of the recoil of the rifle to move the body of the rifle out away from you after you pull the trigger and the recoil impulse moved, and it allowed you to keep then pressure the trigger and press it again more quickly. So that's how that worked. This works in much the same way, although it has nothing to do with recoil. There's just a mechanism in there that forcibly pushes the trigger shoe back out, resets the trigger, and allows you to press it again in a shorter amount of time than you otherwise would. So again, by the definition of a machine gun that is written into the law, this is by no means a machine gun. And that's exactly what the court ruled in the Cargill case. They read the law. They said Congress wrote a definition. They created in legislation a definition of a machine gun, and in no way is this bump fire stock a machine gun under the law. And the ATF, just by regulatory fiat, cannot decide, oops, this is now covered under the law. They cannot make their own laws. They cannot make their own legislation. If the Biden administration or an agency wants to outlaw bump fire stocks or force reset triggers, then they need to get Congress to pass a law and outlaw them.
Right.
They can't outlaw them using current law that doesn't do the job.
That's never stopped the Biden administration before. But, I mean, this is the thing with this. They're doing all this knowing that they're going to get lawsuits, aren't they?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They knew that. They figured, it's the same principle behind the Bruin Response Bill and designating huge swaths of cities as sensitive areas where you can't use your concealed carry permit. These cities know they're going to be challenged. They knew it would happen. They knew it all along, but they're just saying, come and challenge us. You want to fight this in court? We'll do it. We're using taxpayer dollars, so no skin off our nose.
Right.
It's going to take years. Fortunately, a lot of these laws have been blocked by injunctions, so that the jurisdictions can't enforce them, but not in every case.
Anyway, I see them doing these things and all this other stuff, but I mean, the fact, it's a very simple fact, and we're going to talk about this in the next part. Technology is going faster than they can keep up with it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, that means that gun control is more and more
dead,
dubious by the day.
Yeah, it's more and more dead, and we're going to talk about something else that they've been trying to, obscure and keep out of people's hands. And despite that, it ends up in all kinds of people's hands. You can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you go if you're going to look for the latest in the gun culture. That's where you have to go. Thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan does his stuff, and that's where, this is where we find all the stuff we talk about, every single thing, except things we make up, but that's all beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And the New York Times got out there and, well, I haven't read the story because I wanted you to tell me about it. But apparently these 3D printed switches that go on the back of a Glock they're having a really hard time making them hard. It's very hard to make those go away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a thing. We started following these things years ago when they were being mail ordered from China through sites like Wish.com and other Chinese junk sellers of copyright infringement products and cheap knockoffs of otherwise good products. But they were also selling so-called block switches, which, of course, in the United States are completely and totally illegal. And the ATF was sending around their agents door-to-door trying to follow up on these things and retrieve these things and arrest people who bought them. Well, the thing is now you can turn these things out on a 3D printer in about, I don't know, 40 minutes or something like that.
Right.
And they have become status symbols among street gangs and street criminals. And the New York Times has published a pearl-clutching, hand-wringing piece talking about this and how widespread these things are and how the ATF is having all kinds of trouble trying to keep up with them. These things are turning up at the scenes of drive-by shootings. There was an article about confiscated guns by the Chicago Police Department, I don't know, 8 months or a year ago, and they showed a table with a bunch of guns that they collected. And we noticed in that image, and they didn't write about this in that post, but almost half the guns on that table had Glock switches on them, full auto switches, auto steers. And for your listeners who don't know what these are, these are just a little, looks like a little box that attaches to the back of a Glock. I'm sure they can be made for others, but most often they're done for Glock pistols and converts them to full auto fire. So turns them into a machine pistol. These seem to be just the things that your average gangbanger just must have these days.
Glock is a fairly Glock gets a lot of free publicity, don't they? That's why it's like the AR-15 in a way. Glock has become. Everybody thinks of that. That's the go-to. That's the thing.
I think all your better-dressed gang members and carjackers these days think of Glock as a status symbol. So rather than just carrying around a Larson or some other POS gun that you can pick up for $50 on the street.
Yeah.
I think it's much. I think you're considered a much higher grade of street criminal if you can somehow steal or otherwise procure a Glock.
I wonder how much a Glock costs on the black market.
Don't know that.
Probably thousands.
Couldn't even speculate.
Probably be thousands.
Yeah. Anyway, and the article is interesting because it reported that the ATF had gone to Glock, said, "Hey, can you please redesign your guns in such a way that people can't make make these switches?" And then Glock said, "Nope, there is no way." I mean, think about it. You can't design a functional firearm in such a way that people can't modify it. This is one of the things that politicians never seem to learn. When California tried to put in place all kinds of new laws about AR-15s and so-called assault weapons, gun makers read the laws and then designed around it because there's 40 million people in California, and there's a lot of people who want to own firearms, including AR platform rifles. So there are now lots of California compliant AR rifles out there for people who want to own one.
Yeah.
Anyway, they can't possibly possibly keep up the ATF with this? And it just shows the utter futility of gun control laws in a 3D printed world.
Well, I mean, and the thing about this, in Chicago, I read about this the other day, they confiscated 9 Glocks with these things on them. And they caught the people that had them, and they prosecuted nobody.
Really?
They prosecuted nobody. And this was, I guess Kim Fox is still in charge of that particular part of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, she's not running for re-election, but I think she's still the
county
DA.
And this was right before, I think, that Brendan got into office. I think this is on the tail end of her honor's last days as the mayor of Chirac. But I mean, mm-hmm. When you catch these guys, if you're not going to do something about them, it's not the gun. It's never been the gun.
People should say, well, why don't you outlaw these Glock switches? Well, they already are outlawed.
Yeah.
They've been outlawed since 1934. A lot of good that does. There's all kinds of laws in the books. And if you're going to find people, if you're going to arrest people and then find that they have these things and then not charge them for them, what incentive is there for them to not go right back out on the street and buy a new one? Print a new one. But if you don't have a 3D printer, then it says these things go for around $200.
Well, okay. So I know people that have these 3D printers. You can buy one of those for $200. You can buy this on Amazon. So all you have to do is download the file, and the files are out there. I've seen the files on the internet. I've never downloaded them.
Oh, they're there.
Oh, yeah. So I can only imagine what kind of business that is. It probably takes, if you bought 4 3D printers, you can probably run 8 of those off a day.
Easily.
Yeah.
And if you could sell those on the street at $200 a piece,
yeah.
Do the math. You have yourself a nice little business.
I just, take the week and do my printing, and then at the end of the week, I'd go find the gangbangers. Go, hey, I got 56 3D printed, 3D printed auto switches. Who wants them?
Yeah, if you can sell each one for $200 a piece, the machine pays for itself in an hour.
Yep.
You just have to buy spools of
filament,
polymer,
filament.
Polymer. Yeah, filament, exactly. Yep. And you're in business.
This article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. Dated the 13th of August. Right there at the top of the page is as of this moment. And it's a good read. It's a good indicator of their thought process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is lashing out against the federal judge in his election case. In an overnight post on Truth Social, Trump said District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan is highly partisan and very biased and unfair. He added that she obviously wants him behind bars. Some Republicans are slamming the appointment of David Weiss to investigate the alleged criminal conduct of Hunter Biden. Texas Congressman Troy Nell says he gave the president's son a sweetheart deal once and will likely do it again.
This is nothing more than just the corrupt DOJ under Garland. It's nothing more than to provide cover to the Biden family.
Weiss, who is a Trump appointee, was brought on as a special counsel by the Justice Department as a way to address Republican criticisms that the process had been politicized. Americans are consuming alcohol at a steady rate. Gallup's latest consumption habits poll shows that 62% of Americans said they had occasion to use alcoholic beverages. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. You got an article that just printed while we've been on here that I'm sure that you have discussed this before as well. But it keeps getting said because it continues to need to be said. The only reason I carry a gun, and probably the only reason you carry a gun, is in case somebody comes at me and I have to dissuade them from doing whatever it is they want to do to me with a gun. And the gun I have is to stop them from doing what they're doing. Now, that can take a lot of different forms, can't it?
It can. And what we're trying to drive home here is the fact that, yes, you're not trying to kill someone with your gun. You're trying to stop the threat. And what you do during a defensive gun use and what you say afterwards in particular is really critical and can either save your bacon or cause you all kinds of legal hurt and jeopardy and cost you a lot of money. So we want to, it's one of the things we drive home all the time. So if, you know, when you're talking, to 911, if, you say the least amount possible, you don't even say that you shot somebody. You say, I was, you know, come quick. I was in fear for my life. Bring an ambulance. And then get off the line. And they're going to say, Sarge, what happened? Did you just shoot someone? Don't admit that. Don't say anything. Because remember, literally everything you say on 911 is being recorded and will be used against you. And
Well, Todd, what you did is you did not try to kill that person. You tried to stop that person.
That's right.
From attacking you. And that's the key here. And again, you need to say as little as absolutely possible,
especially on a
when
recorded
the
line. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But even when they are up, they're going to ask you, they say, sir, what happened? And you're going to say, look, I'm all shaken up. Be happy to cooperate fully with you, officer, just as soon as my attorney gets here. Till then, I can't say anymore. And they're going to keep at you. Just look, just tell me, how many, was there somebody else? Did he have a gun? What did you see? Don't say anything.
Yeah.
They're going to try to get you to say things. And in a situation like that where your mind's scrambled, your adrenaline's pumping, and your heart is beating fast, you may say things that you don't intend and that didn't even happen. So you really, really need to try to discipline yourself, try to work through this scenario in your mind ahead of time to say, look, I'll cooperate 100% just as soon as my attorney arrives. And then please don't say anything else.
That's the trick, though, isn't it? That's the trick, being able to control that, because whoever, if you do shoot somebody, you are going to go through some serious, serious physiological changes there for a hot minute in the initial moments after you shoot them, aren't you?
Of course you will, yeah. I mean, some people go into shock. It's a very stressful situation. And you're not always yourself. You're not thinking straight. Some people tend to babble and just just run off the mouth in those
blurt,
kind of situations.
Yeah.
And obviously, all you were doing was defending yourself, and you want this, the nice police officer who came that showed up to help you at the scene. You want him to know that all you did was try to defend yourself. But some people say far too much.
Yeah.
And you don't want to say, oh, I had to kill him.
Right.
Coming at
right.
Him.
Right.
Exactly. No, you didn't have to kill him and you didn't try to kill him. What you had to do was you had to stop him. You had to stop the threat. You only used your gun when you were in fear of death or grievous bodily harm. You had a reasonable fear of that. And the only reason you pulled and used your gun was to stop him, to stop the threat. You didn't pull your gun and try to kill him. You didn't try to kill anyone. What you wanted to do was to stop him so he couldn't hurt you or your wife or children or anybody else you were trying to defend at the time.
Now, that's the extreme end of it. That's where you pull your gun and you have to put rounds in somebody. And you put rounds in somebody to stop them from doing, to de-animate what they're doing, to take away their ability to do what they were trying to do. But one thing that you do need to consider is if you get away with drawing your weapon and they turn and run away, you need to be calling the cops then too, don't you?
Yes, you absolutely do, because sometimes the criminal will call 911 as well.
Yep.
So you need to call the police and say, look, I was just attacked. I drew my gun, didn't fire. And then again, shut up.
Yep.
Have them come and then ask for your attorney.
Yeah.
They'll help you handle that correctly. Obviously, no gun, no shots were fired. There'll be no body laying there on the floor.
Well,
floor, either wounded or dead.
Mike, in my state, I don't know about Texas, but in my state, if I point a gun at somebody, that's a felony.
Correct. That is assault. So you want it on the record that you did that as a result of being attacked.
Right.
And that person took off when they saw your firearm. But again, say as little as possible and get your attorney on the line or even better there.
The thing about this is that depending on where you live, you know, there's like, I don't know, in I'm sure in some parts of Texas you probably have it this way, but they're getting ready to charge those shop owners at the 7-Eleven that beat up the guy that was trying to steal all those cigarettes.
You're at the mercy of the prosecutor in your locale. You don't know who they are. You don't know what they think. The same prosecutor who might have just turned loose some guy who stuck up a liquor store and got rid of him with zero bail, they see you defend yourself with a firearm, and they may not be fans of guns, but you know what? We need to discourage this kind of behavior as much as possible.
Yeah.
So they may try to make an example of you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mentioned to you that I had this guy that had called into the other show I do in reference to a mall situation. And if you're running around with a gun in a situation where you have not really hard, concrete ID'd a threat, and you're just running around with a gun looking for what you think to be as a threat, or if you are running around with a gun after you've dealt with somebody and you think there's other threats, that's probably not the smartest way to do that.
No, it isn't. You don't want to be the guy running around with a firearm when the SWAT team arrives.
Because they'll be giving out your, they'll be like, what's he wearing? Where is he at? Does he have hair? Is he wearing a hat? You know, they're going to give out your description, and you'll be running around with a gun. And when the cops drive up, all they know is they've got a man with a gun thing. So anyway, that's just that's just good sense. Good sense. Concealed carriers should be like ninjas. I like the whole idea about being a ninja, though. But anyway. This article is at thetruthaboutguns.com. If you are new to the game of carrying a gun, if you have been carrying a gun for a while, and everything in between, you should read it simply because this is a mindset that you need to adopt. Because when you're out there. The bad situation you're trying to keep from happening, once you get in the legal system, well, that can be bad on a whole other level. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and very shortly we'll be talking to the source. But I mean, it's sort of interesting for us to watch this from the outside. I am sure in your time since you've been writing things that you've said less than complimentary things about the various people that come out and push the anti-gun agenda, especially on the legal side of things.
Yeah, they are not our friends. They're trying to limit our rights, our constitutional rights,
right.
And we disagree with them and we criticize them regularly for that.
And they're the same ones that would call me and you baby killers and kid killers and white supremacists and Nazis and all this other stuff.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah.
You forgot racist.
Racist, well, you know, that's the go-to. That's like Xerox. That's a new phrase.
Right.
Racist is the Xerox of the derogatory phrases they throw at you.
Exactly.
Now, we had this prosecutor, and John Crump, he's going to be on the show. I think he's going to be on the show in the next hour. I don't know if he's – Rich Hughes is definitely going to be on there. But they said something about this particular prosecutor that she took umbrage to, I guess. She didn't like it. What are they – I think he said that this was an evil thing she was doing or something like that.
Yeah, there's a company called Auto Key Card that was selling really basically auto sears, which in the form of a like credit card size thing, where if you cut it out and put it in an AR-15, you can convert your standard semi-auto to a machine gun. They prosecuted the guys who did this, and they were found guilty back in April. Crump covered this, the trial and all this.
Right.
He wrote about it at Ammoland.
Yeah.
And
he has a pro-gun bias, and he wrote it from that angle of being a pro-gun biased writer, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And he has his own podcast.
Right.
And he has a YouTube channel where he films videos. He's been talking about this ever since. And I think he criticized the prosecutor. Whose name is, she's an assistant U.S. attorney, Laura Cofer Taylor, during this process. And I think what she liked even less was some of the comments, that, viewers put underneath the videos on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I imagine that on the internet, people were saying unkind things about her.
What's so funny about that is if you were to go to Dan's comment sections on any single one of his stories, it is not for the faint of heart to be a writer at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is not for the faint of heart.
We have spirited engagement.
Very much so.
Anyway, Crump had spirited engagement there, too, and yeah. She took exception to that. Crump then got a hold of something called a pre-sentence investigation report, which is what generated for the judge in a trial before a sentencing hearing, says good things and bad things about the defendant and designed to help the judge make a determination of how long the person should be sentenced or what the penalty should be.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And, of course, the defendants got this report, and one of the defendants gave that report to Crump. And AUSA Taylor found out about that because she's listening into his jailhouse calls, as they happily do. And she filed a motion asking the court to order Crump to destroy it and not report on it. So basically, she wanted to gag him from creating any more content because she didn't like the comments and what people were saying about her online. This kind of prior restraint where you keep somebody from exercising their First Amendment rights is very unusual.
Bad.
And you have to reach a really high bar for any judge to grant anything even approaching that. Well, they had a hearing in Florida on this matter on Friday, and the judge, we're told by some of the people who were there, was not at all amused by how thin-skinned and pathetic AUSA Taylor was in this. And
well, she was facing Stephen Stambolea and Rob Olson, too.
Yeah, that's another matter. I think that she did that. She filed this motion without notifying Crump at all, and was surprised by the fact that Crump was immediately notified by some of his attorneys, and he had extremely good representation,
right?
Motioning to intervene in the case, so they were there in Florida for this hearing on Friday, and I'm sure she wasn't expecting him to have any kind of representation, let alone some very high-powered attorneys arguing his case for him. So she backed off and.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be. She was, this reminds me of Rampage Killers. When they get out there and they run up against somebody with a gun, their whole attitude changes then because they're looking for easy prey. She was looking for easy prey.
Right.
And,
exactly.
Steve, I've never talked to Rob Olson at length. I've met him. I've discussed a few things with him. Stephen Stambolea, on the other hand, this is the guy that was involved with the Young case. He is all over the place doing Second Amendment type stuff all the time. He is right up there with he's right up there with Michael and any of these other guys that have argued all of these cases all over the place. You don't want to go up against Stephen because Stephen is so.
No, he's
very quick.
Good at what
he's so
he does.
Agile, mentally agile. He'll make you look bad.
He's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
The fact that she met this kind of resistance and also the fact that this tri-stand effect is real.
Right.
When you try to shut people up and tell them not to say anything in the internet age, all that usually does is it provokes people to say a lot more about it. So we publicized it. MLM publicized it. I think Baron Arms wrote about it.
I had them on the show last week. But one thing I proposed to them at the time that I don't know if they – and you tell me what you think about this. This was a chance for this DOJ to go after the First and Second Amendment while they were going after somebody on a Second Amendment thing to try to stifle – and this is the first time I'd ever seen it at this level. I've seen – we've seen YouTube do it. We've seen Facebook do it, social media. This was the first time I've seen the DOJ do this. Do you think they were looking at this as sort of a twofer?
I don't know. I don't know if Maine Justice and – in Washington, D.C. had any idea that this DOJ down in Florida was doing this. I think this is more of a case of an incredibly thin-skinned person
just
reacting to... Yeah, exactly.
She looks like she's pretty young too. She looks like she's in her 20s, so she probably just came out of the university system where she was told that everything was great, and but you know, she probably also liked Black Lives Matter.
Don't know how old she is. Don't know her background or anything like that. All I know is she is for an assistant U.S. attorney. You'd think she'd have thicker skin than she is shown in this, and be used to having unkind things said about some of the things she does.
I can only imagine the kind of cases she might come across. I mean, this auto key card thing, this seems sort of, I mean, that's another 3D print. Is that 3D printed or is that metal?
No, it's just metal. I think it's stamped.
I'll bet you can do three. I mean, this kind of thing, you can't stop it. You can get out there and try to stop it, and you're just sticking your fingers in the dike when you're doing this. This is a... It's a silly thing to go after instead of going after criminals who might have them. But on the other hand, going after somebody for just talking about it, somebody in the comment section said something bad about you. I might would have to think about looking for another profession if I didn't think I could handle that.
If that's her standard, she can be filing an awful lot of motions going forward, trying to get back at people for being mean to her. And
maybe she'll have a few anxiety attacks.
We don't wish her any ill will. We hope that she's developed a thicker hide after this.
Since this, I very seriously doubt it. I think the next, which she was so shocked by all this, she's right now probably trying to find a timeout.
Maybe.
Yeah. If this was enough to make her move on something and actually bring this to, how much money did she waste, you think?
I don't know. Probably not a huge amount.
Your money. It was your money, Dan. She wasted your money.
Yeah, it is our money. It is my money. It's your money. It's all of our money.
Listen, I want to thank you very much for joining me today. I hope you feel better. Dan's a little under the weather. He's sort of meh, as I am sort of meh. But you know what? You can't stop the signal, Mal. You can't, can you?
Never.
Never, ever. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Go check them out. Check them out every day. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country. 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.